Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is part two of a discussion about self-control with the beautiful E.L. Booker and the even more beautiful Lindsay Kane. I've got a fun fact for you. There's an idea called ego depletion, okay? And that is the idea that self-control draws on a limited pool of mental resources that can be used up, making it harder to complete the next task. Meaning, if you put too much self-control into one area, it's like you've got like 100 self-control units that you can use in a week. And if you use them up too early, you're going to slip at the end of the week. That's something I've never thought about before. I thought it was just a matter of willpower over the situation rather than it's like a finite pool. But anything else with the human body is finite. You need sleep, you need food, you're going to run out of energy, you're going to run out of fluid, you're going to run out of this, you're going to run out of pelvic muscle, like if you're out at some point before Christmas. His glutes are like that. My glutes.
No, but I feel like I'm leaving this podcast with the perception that I'm on the verge. And
listen, I'm living through you at the moment. Please don't spoil it. But do you know what I mean? Is it the idea? I thought it was an interesting idea that it's a finite resource. But it's a bit like, if you think of it like that, it's you sort of use it wisely, if you know what I mean. So if you've done all this self-control to lower your carbs all week, but you've got a big pitch coming up for business next week, probably not the best use of self-control. Just have some brown rice and fucking work on your pitch at 5 a.m.
I think people eliminate everything else so that they only have a certain amount of self-control to work on different tasks. So that is all they're focused on. They've eliminated anything that would potentially compromise their self-control.
I also think, in defence to women, self-control is easier at certain times of the month. So, like, eating-wise, like, I'm really good and clean, like, 2.5 weeks out of the month, and then, like, you know, the ovulation and then period time that's like, oh, out the window, I'm going to eat whatever I want because...
But more days get added every month. It's like, oh, it's pre-ovulation, post-ovulation, pre-menstrual, post-menstrual. In the end, there's, like, one day where you're not
listen,
an arsehole.
Listen, it's hard.
Wow.
It's just like, well, eating listen. Quavers and knocking me out one day a month. Okay, it's the elephant in the room. I use it for my business. Without it, I'd be screwed. It's got to be at the core of your business. And yet there's a real issue with self-control. I'm talking about social media is what I'm talking. Instagram, TikTok, whatever you're on. We need it, okay? Most people use it or like it. A lot of people increasingly need it for various reasons. It's been important during COVID. It doesn't matter whether you're working in Asda, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a barrister, a lawyer, a nurse, just having those communities and online and that connection is important. I'm not slating it per se. I just think there's a self-control issue with how we use social media. I'll put my hands up. I'm not in control of how much I use my phone, how much I scroll about myself, about others, where much I look at things that are toxic, which are not helping. It's all fucked. I need help, probably. I've wondered what your experience was, yeah, with social media. Are you quite... Some people, like, I do it half an hour a day, I do my posts and...
No, I think it's fucked. I think we're all addicted to it. You know, I catch myself scrolling. Yeah, it's funny because I like to reference social media and the amount we scroll to like a fuel gauge in our car and that petrol tank. And I think it also is detrimental to our mental health. And it's kind of, let's say we've got a full tank and our mind is healthy. The more we scroll, the more we get deeper and deeper, that fuel gauge just gets less and less and our mental health deteriorates because our comparison, our lack of, because everyone is always doing something bigger and better and at a certain place or wearing certain clothes. I think it's dangerous. And I think we don't realize how addicted we are to it. But then my phone is, you know, my crutch. It's where I spend 90% of my day, because that's how I communicate with my team. That's where I answer my emails. That's where I post and film and shoot content for social media. It's where I'm observing and learning. It's a double-edged sword, because we can't live without it now, but we also are very affected by it.
Yeah.
Being a model must be one of the worst things for social media, because it's so literal and immediate, the comparison. Like being a comedian, I can look at a post and is it funnier? Or I can find 100 people that will say it's not funnier, but model is model. It's so immediately visual. You can just go, this guy's body next to my, you know, it's fucked. It's fucking scarily immediate.
But the only thing I learned, and that was quite early on, and it was almost in the infancy stages of social media, just through the modeling industry as a whole, you know, like I am who I am and I look like I look, and that person looks like they look, and we don't look the same. If they are getting, you know, there's nothing I can do to change what I am or who I am or how I look. So if somebody is being used or admired or acknowledged for being better than that, then that is just what it is, and I've got to keep on doing what I'm doing. So
what about if it's someone, okay, I'll give you the comedy equivalent, and I bet there's a modeling equivalent where it's, I'm fine with that. So if it's like a really funny female comedian from Canada pops up, you go, girl, you know, she is her, she's funny how she's funny, people like, but when it's someone who's like, you know, just a, he's got your look. So it's a model that's got your look, your vibe, bit spiritual, bit cool, your height, your build. It's fucking hard, isn't it? Not to get in there.
Yeah. I mute them. I eliminate me seeing them anywhere. And I mute a lot of people that I view to have a negative impact on my mental health.
Great.
Because I notice myself comparing and feeling this type of way that is like, it makes me feel less than.
Right, interesting.
And that's, I guess, where willpower and self-control comes in. It's like, I know that it's not all what it's made out to be, because, you know, my social media isn't, and people might look at that and think, fuck, you know, what a life this guy leads, where, you know, it's peaks and valleys, it's all full of ups and downs. But in that moment, I'm like, I don't need to watch this person, because what the fuck am I watching them for? Every second of the day. And then the more I look at them, the more they're served to me anyway. So I just mute them. And over the next few days, you then start to feel good about yourself.
Great strategy.
It's true.
Linz, what do you think about the positive side of social media? So like movements that are created by social media, but that are based on self-control. So for example, say you're struggling with your weight, or you're struggling with smoking or something, and you could do Stoptober or whatever it's called, and you can find a community of people to help with your self-control. There's things like, you know, the no-fap movement. I think it's called like No Nut November. And there's, I don't know I have no idea what the point of that movement is actually. There's no science behind it. If anything, the science says men should masturbate frequently for prostate health. Anyway, I can only assume I'm immortal by now. But what do you think, Lindsay, about movements where you might be a woman trying to achieve a certain thing, whether it's business, emotional, and the strength through online solidarity? Or are you sceptical of it? Do you think it's fake and virtue signaling?
No, I think it depends what it is, but I think some movements can help. But I think like business, and I've been following certain like Chrissy Sella fitness, all those sort of things. So I really think that that's helped me. I saw is it Zara McDermott's just done a documentary on body image. I haven't watched it yet. I really want to watch it. But I think everyone's so different. But I look at someone like Chrissy Sella and think, oh God, you know what? Like she's made that slight change in food or this and that. Maybe I can do that. So I'm healthier. I'm fueling the body. I'm not stopping taking things in. I think it's all where you are mentally, isn't it? I think after I'd had Minna, so my body wasn't what it used to be. I was like, oh, felt a bit shit about myself. So I think it's where you are mentally. So movements can either help you or they can hinder you. I think it just depends where you are mentally.
So to run a thought experiment, if we're talking about social media helping self-control, whether it's diet, whether it's political opinion, all the things where we're able to calibrate, do you think society is on balance better off before or after the invention of social media? If we were to go in a time, say we were, let's make a simple one, we're all trying to achieve a body goal, we've got one type of body, we want to go somewhere, it's a 12-week journey, is it easier with or without
with.
Yeah, I get inspired.
I think the power of social media is huge. I spoke a lot about the negatives, but the pros of social media, the way that it connects people, the way that it allows us to learn information, to learn new things. The amount of life hacks I've learned scrolling through TikTok that have allowed me to, I don't even know what to do, but just the things that you do learn through it, the people that I've been able to connect with or keep in touch with that I have met 10 years ago on a random fucking holiday somewhere, and yet we still keep up with each other's lives is incredible. There's just...
Yeah, I agree with that.
That negativity as humans, because we can't help ourselves but compare ourselves to other people. Mm. And that's human nature.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I mean, this is no surprises in the study result. It has been studied. And lack of social media self-control, of course, reduces life satisfaction, as you've already outlined. It was a longitudinal study by the University of Amsterdam. It's a recent one, 2021. The ability to control one's social media use can impair one's mindfulness, which in turn causes further social media control failure, and it becomes a vicious cycle. Sooner or later, they're going to have to start. If this was a cigarette or an alcohol substance or anything else, the government would be educating and warning teenagers about it. But it's the Wild West at the moment.
Yeah.
It definitely has real world bodily and mental impacts, and it needs to be discussed and come with a warning or like anything else.
No, absolutely. I mean, we're getting at the minute with like kids in school. So she's seven and she's got friends at six, and they've got phones, got mobile phones, and they go to a school party and they're sat on the phone, so they're not participating in the party with all the other friends. They're just sat, observed on the phone, stressing because they want the Wi-Fi code. They're six. You know, that is fucking mental.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here, and it might be unpopular, but do you not believe that that's, you know, parents should have a level of responsibility and not to...
Absolutely.
Give their children. We were all raised without social media, so we remember a childhood and a life before it that allowed us to then enter it and realize that, okay, it's not normal to have our head down in our laps for, you know, 6 hours a day scrolling.
Yeah.
But these kids weren't raised without it, so their perspective is very different. And they are...
Well, just like the answer is no, you're not having it. She's like, but it's not fair. It's like, but you don't need it.
For sure.
What do you need it for? You've got your friends. We can have play dates, do all that. It's sad to see what they're missing out on because they're on a phone. I fucking hate phones. I wish... I like you and need it, but I wish I didn't have to have it. And I think that's so sad. And that, what's that teaching, actually? What effect is that having on kids, giving them phones or things like that, where you need to take it away now and they lose their shit?
Well, you see parents wanting to occupy their kids because they're at lunch and they don't want to deal with it. So they just like hand them an iPad, you know? And it's like, it used to be that the parents would entertain what's wrong with the kid, would include them, would And now it's completely gone. You know, the only time I would watch something was on that little fucking DVD player that my dad might pull out on the plane, and it was that little one, and you had the DVDs, and you might get it for an hour, or when we're on holiday, 12 of us would sit around it. But besides that, there was nothing, you know, digital to... There was only interaction with other people or our parents.
And I think self-control's probably going to get worse over the years because of these stupid devices.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. It might be teaching a lack of self-control early on. Listen, we're going to run out of time, and I don't want to, even though we did rather start in the bedroom, we're going to need to go back up there, I'm afraid, to talk about relationships this time rather than just shagging. We've already discussed whether it can be an attractive quality. I think we've established it's different for different people. It's nice to... Some people are attracted to different things. But I'm wondering, how is it attractive if a partner wants to hold off from being intimate while dating to build a connection? So I never found that attractive at all. So I know a lot of men, old school men, it's probably a toxically masculine straight. That's all Chris Brown seems to fucking sing about. Oh, she didn't give it up. But to me, I don't want to live in a world where women have to be like Victorian with their parasol and not give it up on the first date, even if they want to. But there's a lot of men out there, like a lot, who'd enjoy the chase, and a lot of women who don't want to be intimate too early because they want to be perceived a certain way, or they enjoy the chat. This is all fake, isn't it? Like, if you fancy each other and there's a connection, what the fuck? We're all going to be dust in 100 years. To me, it was an instant black mark, because the way I took it was the girl was not as sexual as me. If she didn't
want to have sex with you on the first day.
Yeah, if she was like, I don't want to, I'm like, but how can you not fancy me so much? The fact that you can resist me is a problem. No, do you know what I mean? I want to feel attracted. I'm attracted to you. Why are you not as equally attracted to me?
Yeah, but if you had voiced that opinion, I probably would have found that, I wouldn't have found that attractive. No, you hadn't voiced that.
No, and you couldn't speak at the time. Anyway,
you're too far in it now. You got kids together. For me, sexual chemistry is key within a relationship. I've been in relationships with people that I've slept with on the first date, and then people that have held out. But I think there is something to say, outside of, is it just a sexual desire and a deep sexual attraction to sleep with each other, and actually there's no real connection there after that? And that's when I feel like people then get upset and they feel like they may have been used or not, because if you sleep with each other too early on and then nothing comes of it, it looks like all you wanted was sex if you're both not on the same page. But then if you hold out for too long, you wonder whether that person's actually interested in you or not, or they're questioning whether they're into you. So I think what you said, Lindsay, is that you've just got to go with your gut and what you feel.
Yeah.
Okay, but do you think men have permission to do that? Join me, gentlemen, on a thought experiment, which has never happened, but it might if we change the way men think about themselves and respect their own bodies. If a girl would be like, I really like you, let's stop fucking around here, and a man was like, I really like you too, but I just want to hold off for 2 days. I think a lot of women would be like, oh my God, is he gay? Does he find, am I ugly? I don't think a woman would actually tolerate that. The only time a woman would tolerate that was if the guy had just had a breakup or was a bit confused. Like, I really fancy you, but I don't want to go a bit slow because I'm still hurting from my ex. I think then maybe the woman would be, okay, I get it. But if you were just like, no, I'm totally ready, I don't want to sleep with you on the first date, most women would be like, oh my God, I'm ugly.
I was brought up Catholic, so it was, you know... I'm atheist now, but I think like all my relationships, like, right, you know, I've got to go on a certain amount of dates. And ultimately, they never lasted. I'm not saying it was because of that reason, but when I was going on a date with Ross, I was just like, I'm going to do everything the opposite of what I've ever done before and just go with my gut
feeling. That's why you were on a date with Donkey from Shrek to start with.
No, but my point is, I just went with my feelings, and I think that's really important, not to put a timeline, because everyone's different, everyone's chemistry is different, and I think you've got it, you know, if you're into each other, life's too short.
No, but I'm asking you, wouldn't girls get offended if men started behaving like women, is what I'm asking you.
Yeah, because it's a bit rigid. It's
not, not rigid enough.
Like women.
If men were like, no, I'm just not doing it on the first date, I just don't feel the need to sleep with you yet, I really like you. But women would be like, well, he's gay, or he's not into me, or this.
No, that's interesting that you've just said that, because the first thing that's cropped to my head is that's quite a control thing. But then it wouldn't be look it looked like that the other way around.
That's what I'm saying.
It would have to be respected. So actually,
I'm asking, and we want our young men to grow up more like that, because then we'd have less fuckboys in the situation with Fix Yourself. But we can't unless women play ball as well.
I think there's some women, I'd like to think, again, from my experience, there's some women that would accept that and actually respect that. And then there's other women which would see that as a challenge and want to keep on being persistent because you said no, and to them, that is an unheard of thing, and they are going to get you to sleep with them because they're just going to up the ante of everything. It's a challenge. They're going to flirt more. They're going to be more sexual. They're going to inevitably get you to cave. I've had it where I'm like, no, where I'm like, no, it's not happening. And then it's like, you know,
20 minutes later, go on.
Up the ante, and I'm like,
20 minutes later, Uber stops surging. Let's go. No, I've got an experience with this, but mine was based on the just split up with someone. And the problem was it was a friend of a friend. And when it's a friend of a friend, it's a different game. You can't just be jumping into bed and then hurting that girl's feeling. You've got to get it right, because it's a friend of a friend. You're going to see that person again and again. And I just, it's never happened to me, ever. I can only put it down to I'd just come out of a long-term relationship and it was a friend of the friend, and I was a bit nervous about just sleeping with someone and then hurting her. But we were back to the hotel, and I was like, you know what, I actually just think maybe let's watch some telly, let's just do some like a friend thing on the foot. We'd had a snog, let's stop it there. And tears, instant tears. It was really horrible situation, and this girl took it as straightforward sexual rejection.
Wow.
That's how it was processed. And it was horrible, because then I felt like I'd done something wrong as a man, like I was some sort of like pig. And looking back, it's like, actually, that's one of the most only sensible thing I ever did when I was single, because I genuinely did not want to sleep with that girl that night for good reasons. I was still in my head with my ex, and she was my friend's friend, and then it was a bit more of a delicate situation. So that's what I should have done. And yet it produced this...
Never mind.
Yeah,
yeah,
does it matter now? Does it?
I smashed you into atoms the next time, so it's all good. No, I didn't.
We
never saw each other again. It's very dirty. Anyway, look, we're out of time. It's been brilliant. I felt another 20 years, you'll be some sort of like relationship guru or something. You're maturing beautifully. Just keep doing what you're doing, brother. Thank you very much, Yael Booker, for joining us. Thank you to my wonderful wife,
yes,
Lindsay
thank
Kane.
You.
This has been Man Baggage. If you've come here as fans of either of these two, please hang around. And please hit subscribe. Don't just hit us one and leave, you know, because we wouldn't like that. It's just not respectful to my feelings. See you again next time. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.